Okay. Good morning, folks. We're in the middle of our discussion of, and we're not going to go through that everything that Rahman says. That would just take too long. But we're in the middle of discussing the Hakira that Rahman made famous about the nature of the din of Migo. Is Migo a psychological umdra? Or is Migo a formal din that if I have a certain power of demonis for one taina, I could use that for any taina? And we went through some of the things that were on this, that were on this makor sheet. I'll just mention one or two other nafkaminas. But you know, without then want to move on a bit. We mentioned this a few times during the year. Everything we said at those various junctures. But there's a very nice Mordechai, I put in number 58, who just says, we only say Miko when the other time you could have said Gluya Bakol, Gluya Lakol. Meaning, when everyone knows the other time you could have said that. Well, I didn't have to be only if everyone knows that that's a good time, yeah? That makes a lot of sense psychologically. The point is, well, you must be telling the truth. Or a liar would have said the other time, yeah? That's only true if that taina is well known. And everyone knows it works. If the taina is a little obscure and only be telling a hum though about it, then maybe you don't say it. And you could argue and say, I don't know, whoever works like a lawyer, they tell a hum. But that clearly only makes sense if you're talking about Migo. Psychological versus formal. How about if the potential taina, right? I mean, not what you did say. Potential taina is not well known. Says the Mordechai in Subas, in the Sefer Rishdayim, that then you don't say me. That makes a lot of sense. Right? Even his Lashon. the Lashon of Mordechai is very nice. He says, "Lo amrina migra el b'davrasha yachol lifter atzma v'taina gluya l'kol shu pater." I'm not sure what the kavadostin is. You could say that it's not a valid migo, which is like the Mordechai in Ksubas. But for sure, then it's definitely, if it's a formal taina, then it's definitely valid migo. Who cares if everyone knows about it or not? You did have that koach, and you could have used that taina. Another example might be, this is something that comes up, discussed once in a while. excuse me.
Just to clarify, that's because he could have said that, meaning we don't
know. He could have said it. It's not well known, but he could have said it.
Yeah, you don't know if he knew of that taina.
Exactly. We don't know if he knew of the taina, precisely. We suspect he didn't know about the taina, but he could have said. There's also a discussion in Tosfos Yeches Med Beis. What about something that's not shchicha? Uncommon. Do we say migo if the other taina is uncommon? Right? So what if the potential taina, again, not what you said, but the potential taina is lo shchicha, uncommon. Again, you know, I could have said thing, but it's not a common occurrence. Tosfos' example in Ksubas Daf Yud Ches is that, you know, I was forced, machas nefashos, I was forced at gunpoint to do something. That's an uncommon thing. So if you say it's a formal taina, then you'd say it's definitely valid. Because who cares if it's common or not? I could have said it. If you're going to say the psychological thing, maybe people are reluctant to say uncommon things. Even if a liar, liars are reluctant to claim uncommon things because it looks suspicious. You could say you don't have to say. You say, oh, liars are good liars. But you could say that it's not a valid ego, which is at least one day in Tosfos and Ksubas Daf Yud Ches, because even liars are reluctant to make far-fetched claims. Right. Even a liar is not going to say something very uncommon because he's afraid it'll smell bad. So maybe he really is a liar. The reason he said he's on the China is because he's afraid it'll smell bad. And the truth is, you could also throw in many other hidden of like, there's some reason he might not have said he's on the China. Whether it's Huzzah, whether it's because of this, because of that. You know, any psychological reason you could think of, which you might not have said the other time, and say, if it's psychological, Migo, then maybe it's not a good Migo. There's a reason he didn't say the other time, and actually, it's truthful. If it's a formal point, then as long as he can legally have a good time, as long as the legal weakness, then what's the problem? I'll just throw out one other example, which is a very controversial case. Stupid stuff. Dr. Bays and they're signing this funny Migo. It's a Migo, it's a very rare case. It's not even rare, it's unique. And it's so unique that I'm not even sure, you know, you might say it has nothing to do with Arsenia, just coincidentally use the word, or our cults as you know. A woman is timing to get a ksuba of 200. And she says, Misha Rastani Nanasi.
Yes.
Right? She was raped after 8%. So yes. She gets a full ksuba. Tis not luck at the time that you were saying she's given the full suba. And then, you know, whatever happened is not her fault. She's believed, maybe she could have said, Mukas Aids.
Yes.
That she lived back never with the man. It was just an accident that broke the basula. So all of Mishnah asked what kind of meager usually means. Every meager shas means believing in Taina A. So I could have said Taina B, which would have won. Over here, Taina B would also have lost. Believing in Taina A. So I could have said Taina B, which would have lost. What kind of meager is that? Right? It's a funny, unique case. Oh, is it in there? What, you have an essay about Migo? Also, you probably more to say about that. You know, I'm sure they have more to say about Migo than I do. I also have more to say about Migo than I do. But I'm holding back. What about this very funny Migo in Ksubas? Daf, yeah, okay, it comes up with a few days, then it's back in Daf. Zion, what's the difference? We'll call it Subas Yudbeis and Beis and Tessayan Amud, I think Aleph,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. Okay, what about Misha Erastani Ne'enasti Migo De Mukas Eitz, technically Mukas Eitz Tachpera. Okay, I mean, that's my focus. Migo De Mukas Eitz. And what's unique? Mukas Eitz is a losing taina. Can you say me go of a losing taina? If it's a matter of, if this is a matter of kocha taina, there's no chance they need. Believe me, I could say there's other losing taina. Clearly, there's no koch, right? Then there's not even anything to talk about. This is the opinion of Rabbi Kreskas and others. Rabbi Kreskas, I put in brackets. The Ode says it's not amigo. Ah, oh, the Gemara says the word amigo. He says, they don't really mean amigo. And you know, the good yourselves don't have it. Don't say amigo. That's always bad yourselves. The good yourselves would never say amigo here. I found good yourselves which don't have the word amigo. Any love that do didn't mean it. As Benny Cohen told us, it's a real amigo, just a weaker amigo. What do you mean a weaker amigo? It needs something else to help it, like a bird in the shell. Right? And then you might say, like Tosos, it's a weak amigo, meaning it works with other factors with other factors together. Right? What do I mean? If you have a weak amigo plus a Baruch Hashem, it works. A weak amigo plus a Chazaka, it works. A weak amigo plus a Chazaka plus Baruch Hashem, it works. Basically, why is this even a weak amigo? Because a liar, when a liar say she was raped, or when a liar say Lucas hates, anyone knows. You ever read any of the newspapers about why women don't go to the police? No one likes to say Misha and then nasty.
Right?
A liar would say something comfortable. Why would a liar say something embarrassing? We all know it's embarrassing that you told us that the life said in the world, people don't go to the police. They're embarrassed, right? So a liar would have, yeah. So you must be telling the truth. Why would you say something uncomfortable? A liar would say something more comfortable. It's a very weak amigo. Because maybe she's just trying to play a trick on us and yes, we'll leave her. Okay, basically I'm saying it's psychological. You can even have this rare, unique one case of a weak amigo where the other time is not a winning taina, but it's still amigo because a liar would have said something more comfortable. if they're going to talk about Tanya, you can't even get off the ground. You shouldn't even be using the word about a case where the other Tanya was not a winning lawyer.
Okay, those are just some of the things I had on page 58. There's a lot more in the Ravochana, a lot of Sidinim, etc. I'm not going to move through all of them. One interesting thing he points out is the Shar Mishpat. He says, maybe, well, there's Lav Davka. A Davka meaning the Shar Mishpat said, what about Makum Trey Trey? Nigum Makum Trey Trey. So, Tosus discusses. If the Edom have a Nigo, right? If the Edom have a Nigo, you know, do we say Nigo for two Edom against another two Edom? There's various reasons why not. What is Baldomer as a Nigo Makum Trey Trey? That's not in the Gemara. Trey Trey and the Baldomer as a Nigo. Does a Nigo work with Makum Trey Trey? Rochanan wants to say that that's a nafkamina, that's the very, very short next simon in the Rochanan simon Dalid. The Shar Mishpat says if there's trade train and migal baldan atzmo, it works. and he said why? So he says where is this? Yes. He says that if it's a matter of psychological proof, it's hard to imagine that would work. This might have a trade train might be certain nonetheless. But he says that if this trade train you also have another proof of telling the truth, then what's the difference? You already have proof you're telling the truth and proof you're lying. But it doesn't matter. Then maybe even though I can't prove anything either way, I'm not really trying to prove anything. I'm using the power of this other taina. Maybe then it could work, even against a trade trade. Okay, there's a lot to analyze about that. Maybe I'll just mention it. I won't put it on the board. I just want to mention two or three things from what we discussed earlier in the year. There's a lot of things we discussed earlier in the year, but two or three things we discussed earlier in the year. Maybe this would tie into some of our early discussions, such as, for example, what did we say at the time? My belief in Migo to say, remember that Sonya? And then once we know that Darbi Chayyoma, we say Tanina, right? I bought it from Merrill. Merrill comes over and says he's the Barakama and Taka, he is. So I say, what do you mean? I saw Merrill there one day. I could have said, it's mine, I bought it from you, right? Instead, I believe the Migo say Merrill's there for one day, so now the Merrill's there for one day, we say Tanina, and we tell you that Merrill bought it from Merrill. It's by the Merrill's. Lemaisa. That's a big machlokes rishonim. Remember, Tosfos versus the Ramban and others, and I think I'll analyze the time. We said they could be about Tanina because we're arguing about Nigo, but maybe the whole question of Kame DB Darba Kan Yoba, meaning equals, can I use Nigo to prove that Darba Hamocher Chag Yoma, and thus do Tanina. There could be many ways to analyze it, but one way to analyze it depends on Migo. It's if Migo is a proof, then a proof is a proof. Then maybe you could say that this is the analysis. You could say it's a different analysis. We mentioned many analyses. Maybe say if Migo is psychological, then we have a objective proof of Darba Chagyoma, so we do Tanina, which is the opinion of Tosfos and others. But if you say that Nigo's not an objective psychological proof, Nigo is a Koach HaTaina. Koach HaTaina might only work for Tainas that I use in court, as whether I win or lose. Koach HaTaina can't be a background to then do Tanina. Koach HaTaina, maybe you could say, no, Migu only works for an actual taina, not for a not for a tnai of the din of tanina. Tnai tanina. We only say tanina if you there at garbe tanyoma. No, Migo is for Taina. If I have a Taina, I can use the cause of one Taina for another Taina. Darby Taina is not a Taina. It's Merrill's field. And I say Merrill lived there one day. That's not a Taina. That's just
It's a tsnai. If I fold a tsnai, that's will create a tiny thing out of thin air. No, calling a tiny works for a tiny. It doesn't work for a tsnai of some other din, which will indirectly be for tiny.
Isn't it possible to say the exact opposite, that dafka, the idea of kohatayna, or the word you use, is that you have, is that has nothing to do with your namana psychologically, but you have the power of the second claim. So here, we just attribute that. So you could say for this, exactly the opposite. Whatever the claim you could have made, we attribute to you, and therefore, it could be the background for tayna, it could be whatever you want. Whereas in the other case, if it's all just about believing you in some way, or you as a gavra are not believable, then to use it, the background is fine.
You're saying something more radical than I have in mind. You're saying some other claims is if I said the other claim.
But we give you the koach of that claim. I mean, that's the yeshiva's term. I mean, that you
okay,
give, we give you the koach of that claim. Not that you're saying.
I hear your taina. I'm just thinking about it. Not impossible.
I hear your taina. I'll leave that Bitsarkian for now because it could be, right? In which case maybe we just shouldn't get into it at all. But I will leave that a little bit.
I hear your tight that analyze exactly what the Buddhist conflict between us is. But I get this from you. So again, this is one way to analyze it, right? One way to analyze it. I mean the thing I'll mention, perhaps, is there are many other things. We have mentioned Migum Makom Edom, right? Remember, we have a chokes about Migum Makom Edom.
Came up twice, and I think one of them we didn't hit yet. We hit Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and it's also Lamed Gimel Amud Beis.
Do you say Migum Makom Edom or not? And we said two shotsim. What are they really aren't that was a Migum Kumon against Edom? Or of course, though, it's needed to be Edom. The question is, does Migo cause us to reinterpret your words and then not be against the Edom, right?
When I say the Edom say that it was Reuben's father, and Shimon says it's his father, maybe the Migo, Shimon could have said he bought it, he was there 3 years,
causes us to say he really means that he bought it as like it was his father's. So, Migo Makom Edom, there are two interpretations of Migo Makom Edom. Either there's a real machlokes somewhere about Migo Makom Edom, or there's a machlokes about Moriah, whether Migo beats Edom, or there's a machlokes about Moriah, whether Migo causes us to reinterpret your taina and then not contradict the Edom to it and run around with Edom. You could say that also ties into this. Okay, there's more in the taina that we just talked about, but maybe Migo b'makom Edom, if you say no, machlokes is whether Migo actually beats Edom. This is my analysis. Rabban said it slightly differently, but you said if it's psychological proof, then it's a big chiddush. Rabban wants to say that someone holds it anyway. The someone here is Rabba. It's a big chiddush to say that an Omdina beats Edom. If you want to say it's Kochat Taina, maybe that's a little easier. What's the point? I could have won with this other Taina, not going against the Eden. So maybe Rabba could hold. We still don't pass it that way. But maybe Rabba could hold. Then, excuse me. Then maybe it's a little easier to say that since my potential Taina was not against Edom, my actual taina has the same koach. Maybe Rabba could be a little more understandable, since I could have said taina is not against Edom. So even though I say taina is against Edom, I have the powers and it wasn't against Edom. But Rabba would say, well, I must be telling the truth. And therefore, this whole omdina means I'm telling the truth. Those who Edom are lying seems to be a big fish, even though the Rabban entertains that. You could take the other shot. No. The machlokas is whether Migu makes us reinterpret the taina to not contradict the Edom. Right? What do we mean? The Edom say it was Reuben's father. Shimon said it was his father's. But since Shimon is a Migu, we say Shimon really meant he bought it. And he just feels like it was his father's. And that could also be an Avodah. That have to be. If Migo is an omdina telling the truth, then it actually makes sense that then it makes sense that L'chora, Migu should make us reinterpret the Taino. Why? Think about it. Migu means telling the truth. We have proof of telling the truth, Migu. We have proof of lying to either. So if your proof of telling the truth and your proof they're lying, then the most logical thing to do is to reinterpret their words, so that they're not against Aiden. Right? If Aiden say, it's not your field. If Aiden say, it was Reuben's father's, and you pass a lie detector test that it was your father's, it must be, you must have meant something else that's not against Aiden. If you have two proofs of truth that contradict, the most logical thing to do is to reinterpret them so they don't contradict. However, to matter of call Chataina, then L'chora, Migu can't think your taina. Migu means that your taina has a certain koach. But according to Migu, think your taina. If Migu is the proof you're telling the truth, then that's a reason to change your taina, because we have to get you to be telling the truth. If Migu is the koach of taina, according to is your taina koach, which doesn't change what your taina is. So then also a lot of these things could be many other things we mentioned in the course of our discussion, but we're going to go by there. I'll mention just one other thing that we had a discussion that I'm not getting into now because we discussed it, I think, adequately. How about Pasha Asar or Pasha Hita? Which means, not me, but I could have said A, and then I instead say, you would say B. I could have said nothing and been fine. And instead, I say something that then is not so posthumous. Pasha Asar or Pasha Hita, to point out, a whole Kakira, maybe. That's not the question of things, Migu. Maybe it's just a stronger umdun than Migu. Because after all, if I was a liar, I would have said A, so telling me I must be a truth teller. Or it could be. If I was a liar, I would have said nothing. And if I open my mouth, I was telling the truth, so there. And don't worry, it's like that. It could be that it's the Dina or Ochotra, not the Dina than Migu. Maybe it's the Dina or Migu versus Pesha Usher. Migu is an umdun. Pesha Usher is a formal rule, which actually makes a lot of sense. And that's really what it sounds like in the word. Like, if you're asking what the most logical say he, then I would say, Pesha, so Pesha Hitler, that's a formal rule. Pesha Hussar, be Pesha Hitler. That's what about psychology. Migu, really doesn't say much. But since it's often called Malu the Shaker, why lie? Then I would say, that's psychological umdura that he's probably not lying.
I just want to end with one point, which is something that is the, like, biggest mystery in the Yeshiva Shabbat.
Which is, and I'm open to hearing everyone's opinion about. What is the, over there's no, you know, if you ask me, I'm not thinking you're asking for college. You ask me why fill-in straps are black. I'll tell you, I don't think you need any reason why fill-in straps are black. If I look at what you see now, it just is, you know, stop asking such questions. If you ask me, why could be a formal koach on kind of called Migu? Migu is something which just comes up in Shas, which Chazal just thought of. If you say Migu is a psychological umdana, then I think it makes a lot of sense. Yeah, they looked at people's psychologies, same people's psychology, and this is what they figured. They figured anyone who could have won and said something else must be a truth teller. Because a lawyer would have consulted a lawyer and just said the smoothest time. But if you say it's a formal koach, why would Chazal have such a rule? Why would you use a formal rule to be good? Do they ask that in a system?
So I got to find it in a different form.
Okay. Like, it's an interesting question. I'm not sure if that's a question or not, but it's a question that bothers us. Why should there be such a thing? If we're like, you know, why is the Paita kind of A, I have an amount of kind of B? Everything can say it's a psychological observation and fine, like happy shots. Chazaka person wouldn't do this, Chazaka person wouldn't do that, you know, etc. You could just reframe it as, you know, Chazaka in Ada, Mishaker, Taina, Shilo Yizkeba. But if the formal rule, why should it be a formal rule? Let's just say that, Chazal was a psychological observation, then they decided to be Rabbanan and acted as some sort of formal rule and, you know, given a life of its own. But anyone think of a reason why they might have to do such a formal rule?
I was thinking it's that is kind of a form of a low sub. And really, this is kind of going out the fundamental foot here at that. Really, we have psychological lumdana of ego, and then we also, and then according to Labri Kronon, we say low-plugging times, but it's not necessarily psychological.
So what does Yoni say? Yoni says it's a low-plug formalization of the psychological lumdana, in which case the hakira becomes, you know, very, like, it's not all psychological insight. Do they just leave it and say, use psychological insight on a case-by-case basis, or do they just make your abundant and tack it into a certain group and formalize it? Okay, possible. I want to suggest two other things. One thing based on one line in the Rambam. The Rambam is an interesting line. The Rambam, the beginning of Toyin V'Nitzan Perek Vav, where he really, even though it's Perek Vav, that's where he really starts talking about you know, actual towing vinita. You know, like how people come and make their tainas invested, as opposed to until then, when the wedding tie of tour, etc. What does he say? That's the thing that she called it. Taught after our money, the etc. Hey, one guy says, this is my time, and guy says, no, I deny it. Okay. You can't just say stop. Things like a guy says, I deny it, and I'm not giving you time. You're wrong. I don't. I sue you for $100. You say, my answer to this is not true. I don't owe you money. So, is that a good answer? Says the Rambam. I suppose the Shonim says the Rambam. In the Shubin Akonel, or based on Nintan, Hashem al Tanasu, Uparisha Shuba. No, we say to him, yeah, explain yourself. You have to be a time. You can't just say yes or no. You have to be a time. Okay, continue. And Vafilo Hayachacham Gadol Omer Lo En Lecha Hefsid Shetoshev Al Tanaso. Even if he's a big chacham, what does he say? Because after all, you might have made a mistake. Maybe you think you don't owe money, but really, there's no fight between you. You just made a mistake, and we can correct your mistake. Right? After all, it's better just get everyone to agree. I say he owes me 10,000 shekel. He says he doesn't. So Ben says, why don't you? And he'll explain and say, oh, but don't you see you made a little mistake here and you really admit that he's right? And say, I admit that he's right. Everyone goes out for shalom. Okay, what if the chacham gadol? What if Noah's making a mistake? Still, we say, explain yourself. And why do we say to him? You're not going to lose by being honest and telling us your taina. Mitoch is Hebrew for the word. Migo, right? Go with that. Mitoch. We always use a migo. What does the Rambam say?
The Rambam says, we say to him, don't be afraid to tell us the truth, because we use migo. Right, what's the guy going to say? The guy's going to say, he says, I don't want to give away too much. I want to keep my cards close to my, very close. I don't want to give away too much, because whatever I say will hurt me. Right? So I'm just going to say nothing. He's saying, no, don't be afraid. We can use migo anyway. You never say the wrong thing, you won't lose. So I'm wondering if maybe you could make a big deal with this line in Rambam, maybe not, and say, you know why we have a rule of ego? To take away the incentive to lie. After all, what do people do in court nowadays? And even Bezdin nowadays. What do people do in Bezdin nowadays? I'm not talking about Sadiqim going to Bezdin. You know, often Sadiqim can go to Bezdin. I say, yeah, I'm not sure if I owe you money. You say, you're not sure if I owe you money. You say, okay, let's go to a rabbi and ask, and we'll do whatever Allah says. Okay, that's not like real Bezdin. You know, people are really fighting invested. Each guy wants to win. So what do? They bring a lawyer, and the lawyer tells them how to make the trickiest, slickest, most dishonest kind of so they can win. And they do it inside of the courts also. And they do that everywhere. Every culture in the world that I know of, they do that. And it's a problem. Basically, everyone's always going to lie because it's worth their while to pay a lawyer to tell them what lie they could say so the best kind of win. What? How can you get around that pitfall? You could say, Miko, you know what? Whatever you say, we're going to give you the cost of your best kind of anyway. Therefore, you don't need to lie. Whatever you say, it's going to be the same. Doesn't matter what you say. You're going to get the best kind of anyway. So you might as well tell the truth. So you could say it's just to take away the need for liars.
I mean,
for lying.
If we're going to give them the best time, then why would we care if they're not lying anymore? meaning you already have the Torah, so you can, even if you are blind now. The Inna Hami might take away in the time of the lie, but at that point you already won the case.
Yeah. Oh, you mean why do we care that people tell the truth? First of all, maybe it's a value.
I'm saying before we get to that stage, you've already won the case. So whether you're lying or not, it doesn't matter. And we say whatever you want to say because you're going to win.
Ah,
and then you won't lie based off that you already won.
Okay, so the difference could be, what if you're making a mistake? And, you know, you'd be happy to be corrected. B, what if there's a few shvua? Remember, the Rambam doesn't say you do a fruit in shvua. Maybe the Rambam assumes that someone's telling the truth, there's no problem taking the shvua. Again, not like nowadays, you're a story from Sholdam or a father, etc. No, the Rambam thinks actually it's a big mitzvah. You're a big time to be scripturally invested. So it could be have a shvua, it could be to correct mistakes, maybe, who knows, you know, or it could be feet, so it's good to have the truth come out. But there are many things. Again, the Rambam doesn't say you love Turi Shua would work very well. Maybe the guy will lie to avoid a Shua. No, because the Rambam holds that it's just copying extra mitzvah say to make a truthful Shua benefit. So, therefore, he also can love Turi Shua. No, the guy's telling the truth. He'd be happy to swear out Rambam. It's like, you know, it's like now he gets to win and he gets to shake a little bit extra mitzvah say. Again, I know this is not in your Republican photo that she's like a Rambam thinks. Anyway, maybe you could say it's to make the whole system work honestly. Because if we say you need to call Mako, then you don't have to be afraid of being sincere and honest and forthcoming, forthright investing. Because you're not going to lose if you don't pull tricks investing.
I don't know if this is what I was investing, but that's not a circular law, meaning we're not going circles now. We don't want to be live, so therefore we're good. So we invent this concept of meager so that you don't lie, but then ultimately treat it as if you quote unquote are lying, and we give you the power of a claim that you're not making.
Okay, so I would say I don't see the circularity here because we don't treat it as if you're lying, we just give you the power you could have had. I would say it's still a little
we
funny.
We give you the power of
that. It's a little funny. So to get you not to lie, we give everyone Kilo the virtual powers if they already lied, which is a little funny. After all, what happened to justice? You know, if we're so concerned about people not lying, why aren't we worried about the sock bin not lying, as it were? Okay, you could say it's still worth it because the more people tell the truth, the more things get the burar and you end up with more justice in the end. But I hear the taina, and I'm not necessarily going to stick with this, but maybe you could say that it's to. Take away any incentive to lie in court. After all, if you really have been an amigo, then no ball did whatever lie, and maybe that's still worth it.
How did I explain that about the lie of talking about both lying around them?
Ah, because what Brown said before that was we tell him tell the truth in case you're making a mistake. And even if he says, I'm very smart, I know I'm not making a mistake. We still say, tell the truth, what are you worried about? You're not going to lose. Even if he says, I know I'm not making a mistake, and I don't want to tell, I don't want to explain myself because, you know, because...
So it's like a sarcastic talk on that one? He's like, he thinks he's being so smart? It's not like...
No, we say to him, tell us the exact details, because maybe you're making a mistake. And he says, I'm not making a mistake, so I'm not telling you the details. We say, tell us the details, don't worry, you won't lose.
You assume that he's being dishonest by
not dishonest. He's just maybe he's afraid to say something. It's a good question. Meaning, maybe that's the exact point. We're assuming that he's being not that he's lying, but that he's refusing to be, you know, he's telling the truth. It's not the whole truth. We're assuming he's not telling the whole truth because he wants to pull a stick. We tell him he knows it's a pull stick. You know, whatever you would have got by pulling a stick, you'll get anyway.
Right, I mean, once there, it has to do at all with the psychology, which we're still saying, it's that lying.
Uh-huh.
Meaning, so the second thing one reads the drama and walks into court. So then, all of this back and forth between the Dayanim and the point of the Nindam goes away.
And but if
he made it, he kind of rolled the table.
No, if someone didn't read the Rambam, he comes into court and says, tell us exactly what happened. He says, no, I'm nervous. I want to talk to my lawyer first. I'm not saying anything. You know, you can't force me to talk. Then we tell him, don't worry. You don't have to pull the kind of shit in these courts. Maybe that's another court, but in our Jewish courts, you don't have to pull this shit because we have a rule of nego. So it's not going to hurt you to tell the truth. Things we're saying, it doesn't hurt to tell. It's not going to hurt you to tell the truth. Maybe it's good that people should tell the truth at Bezdin. That means that we can give people a little more power than they should have had. Okay. Maybe the Rambam will pay that price, although I share Ari Levine's facial expression, and maybe you need to add or switch to something else.
No, just a question. Now, maybe it's not a question on this answer, just a question in general, how Nego, specifically in the formal realm, can make it work. I mean,
if it doesn't, yeah, I'd say that the kind of grow up on it in that case. Hefker doesn't have her. Okay, but here's something else. Said in the fascinating discussion of the Orzarua, right? Were you not fascinated by this Orzarua? You were. Thank you. The Orzarua has a fascinating machlokes. The same question as the Rambam. Do you have to explain your taina? Meaning, do you have to give a taina? Clearly, I have to say, I plead guilty, I plead innocent, right? Think about it, for example, in, you know, I wrote in criminal cases, you know, when I, you know, when the court shows on TV, I don't know how it actually works in the court. You know, the guy can come in and say, what are you pleading? I plead innocent. Why do you plead innocent? I think it's the Fifth Amendment. Right? I plead innocent, now prove that I'm guilty. So, can a guy come into Covestin in a, you can't do that in a mom's case in American court, what's called civil. Can a guy come in and just say, I plead innocent? So, Rabbi, they ask this, they say, the B'nai, Ashtampash, I have no idea how to pronounce the city. After being a Tom, that the guy says, I'm innocent, I don't owe you money. Does he have to explain himself? Does he have to give a taina? Rabbi Tom says he has to give a taina. He has to give a taina. And he says, why? Because maybe he's making a mistake. And you just have to explain his mistake, and he really does it. And Yerubinai says the Orzarua to bring a riot to him. But then he quotes Rashi, not Rashi, on Shah. And also where he got Cohen's paper, a more popular paper in his case. He says, no, you can say, I swear I don't owe you money, I don't have to explain why. So Rashi says, you don't have the taina. The Orzarua thinks you don't have the taina. Rabbi Tom thinks you do have the taina. Then hey, Orzarua's Rebbe, Rav Yah, says you don't have the taina, you don't have to explain yourself. And then Lahalacha, the Orzarua concludes that even though you're going to write time, ain't certain the farshal nishbastamu potter. Hoskins, the Orzarua, based on Rashi and Rabbi Yehuda, the sacred dean of the Rav Yah, that if you sue me in Bezdin, I can just say, I don't owe you money. I can say, I swear I don't owe you money, and I don't explain why. I don't have to give a taina. If I don't have to give a taina, then what can you say? You can say, halachically, I don't have to give a taina. All I have to do is say, innocent or guilty. Or in between, meaning the one that makes us. I can say, it would be zero, I don't have to be very fit. So if halachically I don't have to explain myself in the taina, then maybe if I do give a taina, halachically, that's not significant. Maybe how logically my time is not significant. I know this goes against something we said earlier here, but time is very significant logically. But maybe how logically, what I'm saying is this. I come into Bezdin and I say, it's my land because of this. It's my land because, you know, I bought it from you and I lost my shtar. It's my land because I inherited my father. It's my land because I collected in my debt, etc. It's my land, so I bought it from Shimon, I bought it from you. Maybe halachically, all those words are cute, but not a halos hilchatit, but they're not halachically significant. Because since halachically, all I have to say, according to your words, I don't owe you, all I have to say halachically is it's my money. Therefore, anything else I say is cute, is nice. It could be a basis of bed and sitting down with me and explaining things to me and negotiating and talking nicely to me, but it has no halachic effect. Basically, it's as if I didn't say it. When I come into Bezdin and I say, I win for reason A, I really only said I win. Reason A is just a side point. And therefore, Nego makes this. That's called a taina. Because it's not that it's as if I said the other taina. It's as if I said no taiga. And what if I say no taiga? If I say no taiga, then I just say it's my money. And if I just say it's my money, then I win based on the possibility that it's my money. Based on the most logical possibility, it's my money. So maybe the point is not korakai if I said the other taiga. Korakai is if I said nothing. Maybe that's the point. And you might go even farther. Even Maria Tom, who says you do have to explain yourself. Why do you say you have to explain yourself? He didn't say because without a taiga, you're not allowed to come to Besdin. He said, because in case you're making a mistake, Besdin will correct you. And not only that, Rambam also said, why do I have to explain myself? In case I'm making a mistake, Besdin will correct me. Why did they say I have to explain myself? Because you need a taiga. Apparently, you don't need a specific taiga. A general taiga is good enough. Maybe you could say, I'll give yours a ruach. Or is a ruach vitchuli. That really, you only need a general taiga. And therefore, that's a therefore. Really only need a general taiga, and not me. It's yours a ruach. The extension is, and therefore, even if you give a specific taina, it has no halachic status. If I say something that's not necessary for you to say, halachically, that has no status. And that's why I have the cloth of my best taina, because I don't have to say any taina. I automatically, all I have to say is I win, I lose. And therefore, of course, I have to tell you the koach of my best taina, because whatever taina I say is not halachically relevant. An interesting passage, and maybe even Rabbi Yehuda the Rambam might admit, because even Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam say, you do have to specify your taina. They say, why you have to specify your taina? And they emphasize, in case you're making a mistake, we'll correct you. They don't say, because without a specific taina, you're not allowed to come to court. So maybe even, let's put this for Huli, we'll give a little parenthesis. Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda and the Rambam agree fundamentally that a specific taina is not necessary. Oh, they say it is necessary. Yeah, it's necessary in case you're making a mistake. Okay, and the Rambam, throwing down this clear in the Rambam, then he goes on to another line. But maybe you could say, and what can we affiliate with this? What can we affiliate this with, rather? Remember the last thing we saw in the last sugya, Rabbi Yishu ben Karcha, right? What's Rabbi Yishu ben Karcha say? What's Rabbi Yishu ben Karcha say? It says, even if two Adam see two different things at different times, they can still be in Sarif. Okay, just to be fair, Rabbi Yishu ben Karcha just gives a canonical appearance in Basakhah on the date. So if you would look at the main sugyas of Rabbi Yishu ben Karcha, especially the Sanhedrin, what he says that if there are two Adam, one of them says that Yoni owes me $100 so I lent him on Monday. One of them says, he only owes me $100, so I let him on Tuesday. You know what? We say, you're two Adam, he owes me $100. Oh, the specific reason you owe me $100, we only have one aid on. Why don't we say there's one aid on the money Monday? I lose. One aid, I let him Monday, Tuesday, I lose. No, there's two Adam on the general tie up, he owes me $100. There, it's sorry.
Is only the dates different?
No, it's clear they're talking about two different stories.
Oh,
because that's a different story. That's not where Shimon Karcha is. He doesn't mean they both claim the same story that you argue about the date. That's kind of a chasha of the Hakiro, so that depends whether they knew the Chesachovich or not. That's a different story. I'm sorry, I was not clear. He means that one of them says, I lent you money to buy a bicycle in Queens on Monday. The other one says, I lent you money to buy dinner in Staten Island on Tuesday, right? They're not contradicting each other at all, right? You could owe me $200, right? Cesar and Shulman Karcha, they would start owing me $100. Why? Because in Besdin, the specific story is not so important. It's just the bottom line result that's important. If so, then maybe Migu starts to make sense of Svat HaTanya. And that's been the specific reason is not Ma'aki. According to Rav Yah and the Ozarua and Rashi, where you didn't say for a demon, you don't need to do it at all. And even according to Tom and the Rambam, maybe you really wouldn't need to do it, or just in case you made a mistake, we want you to clarify yourself. But not because you have no standing without a specific kind of. Oh yeah, it's not 100% clear, but it's clear that you're standing with a, by specific kind of, I mean story. By general kind of, I mean result, right? If you just tell us the result without the story, you have total standing in court according to Rav Yah or Shua, Rashi, or Rav Yehuda, Sefer HaTanya, all Sefer HaTanya. And even according to Beit Tam, the Rambam, you might have standing without a specific story. It's just that we ask you to tell the story in case you made a mistake, not because otherwise you're not allowed in court. In which case, if really the story is not important, and Rishum and Karpa says, for the eight, the story is not important, it's just the result that's important. If one eight says one story of $100, the other says a different story of $100, then you owe me $100. One eight says, I'd like your $100 in Brooklyn on Monday. The other aide says that you broke my boss on Tuesday, which was $100. You pay me $100.
But the whole Gemara, the fifth parak of Sanhedrin, that's how they catch him.
No, that's they tell the same story with different details. But if they tell different stories, they're mistaken.
That's only Rabbi Yishuv ben Kor.
I don't believe it's like
him. And you are. Oh,
it's
all
like him. I've never heard that Judaism. Because apparently the story is not so important, the result that's important, understanding the same results. Again, I would never say this by getting the fossils, only by getting monos. I did in the fossils, that's a very different ballgame. But that's a big finish. The big finish that even they look like they're telling the story, they're really telling the results. They evolved it also. He looks like he's telling the story. He's really telling the result. Then Kohatina makes a lot of sense. The Rabbanan still would have asked for more, if not for the fact they want to make a disincentive to lying. But given that they had some tashtit, some basis, upon which to say, let's only look at your result, your bottom line, they choose to be machshav of the story. So that
makes
it a little sweeter.
I mean, in ages, the story is only irrelevant because it's the Takanas Chacham, though, that they don't require Rishon Hakira.
That's a fascinating question, Rishon Ben Karka. Certainly, in Gadol, if you're saying Rishon Ben Karka is only true after Rabbi Rishon Hakira, that's not so pushed. It could be, it's not so pushed. It could be after Dorf for each one, they have to pass the Rishon Hakira. It's a good question. I can think about that. Okay, it's a good question. I have to think about it. I'm not sure what you're saying is mashia. Anyway, so it could really be, and now I'm going to come back to this in a second. Someone should shout at me at some point, but not yet. It could be that God's time makes a lot of sense if you just have a different way of looking what I see in business. I say, I don't owe you any money because you were mocha. I'm really saying I don't owe you any money. Why? This is the 5 point. And therefore, the Bezdin doesn't focus on why I said I don't owe you money. They just focus on me not owing you money. And if I have good reason to be believed that I don't owe you money, even if that reason would be for a different story, Lamaisa, I say I don't owe you money, and I have grounds to say I don't owe you money, so I win. That would be, I think that's the best basis for Kachataina. Most of the smart people I've asked, what's the smart Kachataina? Have given this explanation.
It's very basic, the way that I've heard this, it's very basic, it's on the Luchzakis idea, meaning on the fact that it's really just about shifting the burden of proof. I mean, this whole shtick would only work if someone was really mocha.
Hold that thought for a moment. Okay, I'm going to ask you, is it okay if I ask you to hold that thought for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I mean, you can't really say no without a lot of awkwardness at that point. Okay, that's all part of my plan. excuse me. Okay, that is a. I want to come back to that in a moment. Okay. Fine. Yeah. Help me out. Right. Okay. Now I want to go on to the next point. The next point where I'm going to come back indirectly to the speech. Maybe not. Close. Let's go to the next point in our sugya.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Toin Nitan in the Koteret says there's one Misat Aseh V'Din Toin Umod V'Chofer Doesn't tell you too much about the status of all the discussions that take place in Hilchos Torah Nitar. But if you look in the Sefer Achinuch has the same definition of the mitzvah, but then he brings a whole list of subjects that come up in Hilchos Torah Nitar as part of the mitzvah, and one of them is Migul. I wonder if he's taking the other position that Migul is in some sense like black tefillin.
It's interesting. I have to think about it. It just seems a little weird to me. Again, why is he weird than black tefillin? Like a ritual object, which, you know, I can understand, like, might be like black tefillin, don't ask why. It's hard for me to think that when people are already invented in something like that, but maybe. Okay, I hear. I'm not necessarily convinced, but
I don't have total bekiyas in Sefer HaChinuch. But as far as I know, this is the only place that he does that kind of a thing.
I have to look at the lashon. It's a good ha'ara. I have to look at the lashon before I comment.
Isn't there somebody that says that Persha also, Persha Hitu is Doraisa? That's a type of Migul, according to many Rishonim.
As far as also Doraisa, doesn't have to be Xerus Akas. Okay, now I want to go to the next point. Remember, we had five explanations or something as to why Rav Yosef rejected Rabbah's Migul in our sugya, and a popular one with the Reaver of Mordechai, the Rivan, Migul Hosek Omrina. I don't say Migul Hosek. Is that true? Again, it never says anyone Shas Yosef Migul Hosek, nor Rabban objects. It says we do say Migul Hosek, Mapatom. The Rambam is not so clear. He never says, but first, which the Torah, we don't say Migul Hosek. Okay, there's a Keresh Mishnayis.
Yes.
In Shvi'as, where he says we don't say Migul Hotzi, but Rav Papa says that he changed his mind about that. So the Rambam's a little unclear. Maybe we'll come back to that. Right, there's a Pirish Tanais in Shvi'as. That's the only thing they quote?
Yeah.
But Rav Papa knows they quote there. He says that's only meant to work out. He erased that in Madura Basra. The tricky part is he erased that in Madura Basra for an unrelated reason. It just became irrelevant for a different reason. So does that mean he changed his mind or not? The Rambam's still a little unclear. The round is still a little unclear about Migul Hotzi. Maybe we will come back to that. But clearly, Tosfos says all over Shas Migul Hotzi Omrina. And Ramban and some of his Talmidim say all over Shas Migul Hotzi Omrina. Those are the basic shitas. Tosfos, I know here it's only the Rivan, but that's the basic assumption of Tosfos and most of Shas. That's the mainstream day in Tosfos. I mean, every Bal Tosfos. That's the mainstream day in Tosfos. Migul Hotzi Omrina. Let's just think for a second. If we want to go back to our Rabbah and Rav Yosef for a moment. If Rav Yosef is saying Migul Lehotzi Lo Amrina, whose opinion is this? The Rebam, which other Rishon is quoted by everyone here as saying Rav Yosef is Migul Lehotzi, the Rimigash. I think it's also in like the new Rimigashes. It's in the Chalisha Rimigash, but everyone quotes it. And Rabbi Yona, I think, also, he's Machriya that way. So what does Rabbah hold? The Rimigash is very clear. What does Rabbah hold?
The opposite. Don't read
exactly. Says the Rimigash. Migul Lehotzi Amrinan. Okay. That's the Machlokas. What do you say? Migul Lehotzi? You don't say Migul Lehotzi. Whether you say Migul Lehotzi, you don't say Migul Lehotzi. That's their machlokas. However, some of the other Rishonim say no. Even Rabbi admits Migul Lehotzi already done. He just thinks this is not a Migul Lehotzi. Okay, the Ramban has a Havamina. Again, it's a Havamina within the Havamina. It's a Havamina rejects the Ramban anyway. Even when he's in the Ramban, he'll, you know. But the Ramban suggests Ramban. You know, Behavamina. He makes a big Okemta. He makes an Okemta Behefzik Gimel Shana. This is Shitas Yachid. Put in parentheses. Shitas Yachid, no need to do that. Maybe he was here for 3 years or so. No one else thinks he was here for 3 years. Everyone's saying, if he was here for 3 years, what do you need this whole written world?
Mm-hmm.
Just say I was here for 3 years. Our Bad says, no. Rava thinks it's a good Migo because once he was here for 3 years, he's a Moksa. And he's not the Moksa. Then Rav Yosef's students in Hesper.
Rav Yosef is based on a rule that when you have a chazaka and a shtar is batel, the chazaka is batel. Okay, but that's not the mainstream. The mainstream is where Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba say here. What do they say? They say, V'lachem chashev mochzak. What does the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba, the Rush say? They say, no, you know what? Rav Yosef, you know what Rabba's kind of was? Rabba's kind of was that Kevon Dikvar Zacha B'din. I don't mean Zacha B'din, he had a Psaq Din. He didn't have a Psaq Din. He comes to the board and says, here's the Shah, you guys see the Shah is like, huh? And then he starts whispering. Zacha B'din means he brought enough evidence that the court was already on his side. He had it in the bag, you could say. Think you already had it in the bag. Chashev Mochzak, or alternatively, another way they say it, is that it's the power of Shtar, right? They say this. Or Kevan Yeshlo Shtar Chashev Mochzak. Whoever's holding its Shtar is called a Mochzak. Okay, very, very similar ideas. Why it's a Shtar is, yeah?
The other side of the coin, we're trying to say that it's a Shtar, it's like a Shtar.
Exactly. So, now, very good. Now, what's the advantage of this? Who remembers Tosfos, the Reis question on the Rebbe? The Reis question on the Rebbe is, by the way, I think clearly the Re understood the Rebbe. Like the Rebbe Gash. Right? What was the question? Here you have the Re in Tosfos asks, why Rav Yosef didn't say Miku Lahotzi La Rinan. Remember, I didn't report for or first Rav said we see Miku Lahotzi, then Rav Yosef said we don't say Miku Lahotzi. Why didn't he say we don't say Miku Lahotzi? Why did he say the Shtar of Kas Lamiyala? Why is he not saying what he meant? Why is he focusing on the wrong thing? The Rav Yosef said, but don't cut up, okay, he wasn't saying exactly what he meant, he was saying something else. He's saying, really, my kind of Miku Lahotzi La Rinan, and don't think the Shtar is anything. It's obvious being a Hotzi Lorina and the Shtar is worthless. But it's a little funny. It's called Iker Chasman HaSefer, right? That's real. Iker Chasman HaSefer. But says the Rabbeinu Yonah and everyone else, he says, no! Nika! The Lashon of Rav Yosef. What's Rav Yosef saying? Say, we all admit being a Hotzi Lorina. But everyone admits being a Hotzi Lorina. But everyone admits being a Hotzi Lorina. What's the machlokes between us? You think you're called a mochta because you're already won, or because you have a shtar? A shtar makes you mochta, or someone who already won makes him the mochta. No, that's true if you have a real shtar. Say you're the mochta. And if I have some time against you and you have time against me, you're the mochta. When you say you're already won in court, you're a mochta if you're already won in court based on a true piece of evidence. But once you admit that it's not for the alma, that not only undermines your raya, it also undermines your muhsakas. And then Rav Yosef is medoyik lahafli. Yosef, what are you relying on? Not what are you relying on for a raya. What are you relying on to be a muhsak? You think you're a muhsak in this shtar? This shtar is chas for the alma and you're not a muhsak. Nichlos shonet Rav Yosef. He says that since it is chas for the alma, you're not called a mochzak anymore. He admits you were called a mochzak 5 minutes ago. But now that you've turned into a chesed chas for the alma, not only don't you have a proof, you're not even a mochzak. And then Rav Yosef is giving great lockdown. What's lockdown? He said, Rav is mali the shaker, meaning I'm a mochzak. Rav Yosef, what are you so made to be a mochzak? This shtar is chas for the alma. You're not a mochzak. Once you're not a mochzak, you take his mikvah. Okay. Now, if we go, let's take it one step further. Then what does Rav Yehudi Bar Avin say? Rav Yehudi Bar Avin says, Agav, I'll just point out that Tosfos Bar Metzia says in Fuzzle. He said, they're not actually arguing about Miguel Holtz. He gives the reason. He said, they both admit Miguel Holtz in the arena, but both Rav Yosef admit that here is called a Mochzak. Or rather, that here it's okay. Why? because he took it quiet and won. It's not clearly, I think there are two ways to interpret. I'm sure if you look in the Sefer Bamatzia, they put out two ways to interpret the Tosafot Bamatzia. He might be saying that everyone agrees to the Svara of the Rush. Ah, since you already won in court and you just have to not say anything you already won, you're already a Mosef. So the issue is not being loads. Or he might be saying, well, I mentioned Balpeh earlier, this is not a Bibu, it's Pesha Asar. And it's Pesha Asar works even Lehotzi. So let's just review for a second.
It's right here.
Right? Okay, great. Again, let's just review for a second. Migu Lehotzi, Lefi Rabba. And Yosef, one of the Shitas, says the Rimigash. They're arguing whether we say Migu Lehotzi. Says the Ramban, the old Lekubli Alma Amrina Migu Lehotzi. And they're arguing about something else. Right? What's the something else? We have four possibilities. His possibility was, you know, whether Bezdin will technically do a keel to give you a Migu, or they won't do a keel once they know it's Chas Bavi Alma. Said the Rush, Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba, he says, Lekule Alma Lo Amrina, and they're arguing whether this case is called Lehotzi or Lehazik. And the Tosfos of a Metzia, who throws a curveball, I admit, everyone else is possible. These are the three obvious possibilities. Tosfos of a Metzia throws a curveball. He says, Lekuli Alma lo amrina, but this is not Migu Lehotzi, because he can just be quiet, which I think means either because he already won the case, he's Lahachzeh, or because Mesha Asar. I'm not sure. I don't know how to be Mekriya. Misefta maybe also doesn't know.
Right.
Because it's Lahachzeh. Do they bring both possibilities?
Say Aleph and Bet, yes.
Okay. Or it's Pesha Asar. And therefore, they're arguing about something else. What's the something else? For that, Tosfos was the fact that he lied first. Okay, now, there's a lot more to say, but let's try to go in some degree of order. Ah, the nice thing about this Rabbi Yonah, says Rabbi Yonah, based on my vart, that Lehotzi Lahachzik is subtle. What's the chiddush of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yonah and the Rashba? Lehotzi Lahachzik is subtle, just because you know who's holding on to it, who's not. Who's the Marakala who isn't. Lehotzi Lahachzik means who has the upper hand here. Therefore, says Rabbi Yonah, you explain Rabbi Yonah. What did Rabbi Yonah say? Who remembers what Rabbi Yonah said? It's a shtar amona. It's not a shtar mzuyf. And the Rashbam, it's not clear what he means by Mishnah Iker, but how the Rashbam understand the Rabbi Yonah? And the Rabbi Yonah, let's just worry about a practical point.
Yeah.
If it's really shtar mzuyf, how does he have a miku? Like, can he just challenge the signatures and we'll see that it's mzuyf? And technically, you say Shnar Mano, or you can say it's a really good Vila, and they'll fool everyone, or you can say it's not like the Zayat signatures that he got sold, aided to sign, but good signatures. He seems to view Rabbeinu Hanano as a technical problem, as a practical problem, rather. And you could argue with him. But the Rish views Rabbeinu Hanano, right, as a. Sorry, Saifa says Rabbeinu Hanano, Riff, Rav Haigel, for the Mishonim, the Ode says Shtar Amana. Says the Rashbam, at least in some of this is Shatim. The Ramba says the Ramba, it's a Shtar. He used the word Mazuk. The Ramba used the word Mazuk. He means Mazuk. Rabbi Bach used the word, not mean that. He said Mazuyah Mamish. The Ramba doesn't need a justification. He says it's definitely Mara. Why does Rabbeinu Hanano say Shtar Amana? Why?
Says the Rashbam, no, it's just a practical problem. Practical problem is that forgers don't do a good job. You don't kick it away with the forger, so you don't have a meagle. What do you mean I can use this forge pattern? Now I'm going to see for you. What's it in a good way. That's, you think it's wrong. What the riff means. No, says the riff. No, it's a fundamental problem. Meaning, once he says mezuyah, there's no migu. There's no migu based on mezuyah. Fundamental problem, you can't have a migu of shtar mezuyah. Why can't you have a migu of shtar mezuyah? After all, the migu. And don't say, why can't you have a migu of shtar mezuyah? There are many explanations in the Rishonim. What are the many explanations in the Rishonim? The Meiri gives, and the Havamina, another practice. He really makes this practical. So he says, because even if there's good signatures, this makes it also practical, because he's always afraid they might discover the Zika. Why? But there's many explanations. Says the Meiri, although this is the Havamina, and then he doesn't like this, because like the Rashbam says, you could say because he's always afraid of being caught. Therefore, what does the Migul mean? If he was a liar, he would have stuck with this. No, a liar wouldn't stuck. He's afraid of being caught. Mm-hmm. Says the Yadraman, we read the end, some more moral explanations. The Yadraman has three explanations, right? Says the Yadraman and the Meiri, lo yehi chote nisker. It's such a big hate. I mean, it's not like just I lie in the old bed. I bend the truth, tell a white lie. It's one thing. But for the star is such a big hate, you have to make a kodesh lo yehi chote nisker. Or you could say, three, another, said the Yadrama, it's a regesa in the migu. Remember how Tosa says whenever you lie first, you can't say migu? So the opposite are a liar? So there, if you lie first, that's not the end of the world. If you lie to white lie temporarily, you can still be a truth teller. Even a truth teller could sometimes lie to his wife about a surprise birthday party because, well, we'll clarify it later. But to forge a star, that's a big liar. A big liar, you can't use a meagle. Or you can go further and say, the Yadramah suggests, again, I'm saying in my words, it's just a general resa. Anyone who would forge a star, you can't believe anything they say, even if it wouldn't be a meagle. How can you believe a forger anything he says? Forgers always suspected of lying. Yeah, that's different from Chote Nisker. Chote Nisker means you would win, but you just can't let it happen. It's like, you know, your time is always lose when we know you're such a bad. It's like Moshe Kafra. When you're such a bad person, your time is our suspect. But says Rabbi Yonah, he says, because only Shtar Amana makes you Mochzak. He says, even Rabba, who says a fake Shtar makes you Mochzak, only Shtar Amana. What does that mean? He says, Rab is based on the fact that you don't take the whole thing, but you're called a Mosa because you're the Shtar. So to the fake Shtar, you don't even reveal to everyone if it's a fake Shtar doesn't make you Mosa. The fake Shtar doesn't exist at all. A Shtar money is a real Shtar that's not valid. A real Shtar that's not valid, that makes you a Mosa. But a forged star doesn't make you a Mosa. A Shtar money, not according to reveal Yosef, says no invalid Shtar makes you Mosa. Said, an invalid star makes you look like as long as the guy actually gave you a star. Think about this. Star money means I give you a star to use if necessary and have control of my land. That's most like I gave you control of my land. It's you don't deserve it, but you're at least most of. And you can say amigo or drama. But if you forge a star, no, I give you anything. That's not called muhsuk. So if you say, they're arguing about what's called Mosuk, what isn't called Mosuk, then you have another way of interpreting Beit Hanano, which is exactly where the Yom is Kiddush. And Beit Hanano, when does the Shtar make you Mochzak? If the person willingly got into a situation where he gave you control over this situation by giving your Shtar Mana. If I give your Shtar Mana, I'm making you a Mosuk. If you forge something, it doesn't make you a Mosuk. Okay. We're going to have to end soon because the schedule changed a little. I know you thought we would go to 11.
Yeah.
I also thought we would go to 11. But the schedule changed a little.
What do you imagine Rabbeinu Hananel say, like you said the other day, that Mizuyaf is not a taina, it's an emanus, but because it's negative star. and he's holding that it's Korach HaTaina.
No, if before the guy admits it's Mizoyah, it is Batel Umavotel.
Mikvah's only where there's a Taina, but if you say Mizuyev is not a Taina, so then he couldn't have said Mizuyev, Ki'ilu.
No. But here he said Minin is Mizuyev. And Mizuyev is not a Taina if you were starting a claim to Mizuyev. But if you were starting, you admit it's Mizuyev. Then of course, it's part of Chasov Yalla. And then even, what's the effect? Even Rav admits it's Chasov Yalla if it's Mizuyev. Quote it with the Sharon Mudd is Chasov Yalla.
Okay, we are lagging a bit behind here, I must admit. Okay, due to circumstances beyond our control, that's how it works out. We really did not get up to page 57 yet, but I think we're going to have to call it a day, and wish everyone a very meaningful Yom HaZikaron and Yom HaTzma'ot. We'll have to pick up with this Amir Tashem next time. Okay. Anyway, I apologize for the schedule change, but we'll have to pick up with this Amir Tashem next time.
How far did we get on the list?
We finished 56, but we didn't do 57 yet. We finished 56 and most of 58, which is not really, we don't get a lot of credit for that. But we did. So we're going to have to continue with Hashem next time.
I wasn't clear if Rebbe would say that even for the other guy.
Rebbe, are you still recording?
Yes, but I don't have to.
Rebbe, it's a good smile for that.